Jesus, we exalt you. You know, I love to worship him. I love to worship him with videos, but it's so much nicer when we get to open up our voices. Amen. We curse this COVID-19 and all of his restrictions in Jesus' name. I can't wait. Anyway, enough complaining. Would you take your Bibles this morning and turn to Psalm 33? We actually, I appreciated what Don said about prayer, that when we gather together, God moves. And we actually use this psalm as a guide for our Zoom prayer meeting Monday evening. And I just want to encourage you to participate. Let's come together Monday evenings from 6:30 to 7:30, and let's pray together, and let's pray for Grand Valley, let's pray for each other, and let's pray for our nation. Amen? God responds. You know, we got this wonderful, God has made a way where we can boldly come into his presence and seek his face. And let's take all advantage of that. Amen? And let's do it together. So I'd encourage you to join the Monday evening Zoom prayer meeting. So some time ago, I had a conversation with just a wonderful Christian woman. She's a really, really sweet woman, probably one of the sweetest women I've met, just filled with the Holy Spirit, just loves the Lord. And she called me, and we sat down, and we had a really nice conversation. But turns out she'd been dealing with some significant challenge. Her husband was in a senior's home, and she couldn't get to see him, and facing some other challenges. And frankly, she was tired. And she said to me one of the saddest things. And she said, with tears streaming down her face, she said, "Pastor," she says, "I've lost something. In all of this, I've lost something." She said, "I've lost my song. I've lost my song. Lost my song." And as we talked, I quickly realized that not only had she lost her song, but there was another sound. There was another song that was beginning to dominate her life. And it was a song of fear. And its sound was like constantly assaulting her. Wherever she turned, wherever she looked, the sound was constantly assaulting her. And discouragement, negativity, and worry had begun to overwhelm her. You know, I was reading through the newspaper, and I came across this headline in the National Post, and I think you'll really like this. March 8th, 2021. Canada ranks worse than most developed countries in COVID-19 misery index. National Post. How many knew there was such a thing as COVID-19 misery index? It goes on to say, a misery index suggests that the overall well-being in Canada has suffered more than the average in pandemic ranking 11th out of 15 countries on a scale of miserableness. Wow. Wow, that's the National Post, good paper. Rick Addis, who created the index, said the study was an attempt to ascribe value to the wide range of difficulties faced by the public during the last year of pandemic lockdowns. And he writes, there's been heaps of misery, sadness, depression, and discouragement to go around. Wow, wow. Yeah, I'm waiting to hear topping the charts. Today, our number one song in the nation is There's Heaps of Misery Going Around in the Key of E Minor. You know. We would look at that and go, wow. But frankly, there is a song being released. It's a sound, it's being released. And for me, it's a very concerning sound. The sound waves seem to be full of fear and mistrust, it does release misery and hopelessness and depression, and it is ultimately a sound of hopelessness, and honestly, the challenges are very real. But I want to tell you something. There's another sound. There's a new song, a new sound that I believe the Holy Holy Spirit is, wants to, and is releasing today. And that's what I want to talk to you about this morning. That's my title, A New Song, A New Sound. So, Father, we just come before you right now. And, Father, as we turn to your word, Holy Spirit, come. And I pray that you would speak to us this morning. Take the words that I speak. Let your anointing ride on them. And, Father, go into our hearts and accomplish in us what you want to accomplish. But we open up ourselves to hear this morning. We open up our hearts, our minds to receive. Holy Spirit, come and illuminate your word in our lives so that when we leave this place, we will not leave the same, but we will be changed from glory to glory. And Father, you would cause the new sound to be birthed and released through us for your glory. In Jesus' name. Last week, Deb Reed, she spoke to us about being passionate for the presence of the Lord. Being passionate for him. And that's important because in his presence, the Bible tells us, in his presence is what? Fullness of joy. Say that word, joy. In his presence is fullness of joy. And at his right hand are pleasures evermore, right? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Life, an abundant life. It's in his presence. It's all in his presence. And if you read Exodus 33, we read in there, Moses says, what else? If your presence does not go with us, what will distinguish us? What will say that we're different from all the other peoples on the earth? It is his presence. It is his presence with us that distinguishes us. It sets us apart from all the other people on the face of the earth. Because we are a people with hope today. Amen? We are a people with hope. Because of his presence, we have another sound. We have another song to sing today. Amen? So in verse 1, it says, sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise him. Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is right and fitting for us to praise him. Amen? To release the sound of joy is the right thing for us who have our faith in Jesus Christ. It's the right thing for us to do. Amen? Release, sing for joy. Release the sound of joy. Why? Because there is a reason to be happy today. There is a present and a future that is secure. There is a reason to sing joyfully because faith in the Lord provides a real and living hope. Amen? A real, living, and active hope. You know, the Bible calls it a living hope. That means it's active. It's not static. It has effect. Amen? We have a real and living hope. You know, the world may document ways to measure misery. I just found this so interesting. Why would you want... Anyway, the world may document ways to measure misery, but we have a document that outlines how we can experience everlasting joy and hope. Amen? And that document is the Bible. For example, Isaiah 55. The prophet is calling to a people. He says, come. Come, all you who are thirsty. In other words, if you're dry, miserable, hopeless, and fearful, he says, come. Come to the waters of life and drink freely. And then if you read it on into verse 12, it says, for you will go out, what? You will go out in joy, and you will be led forth in peace. Hallelujah. Come. Come to the waters you are thirsty, for you will go out in joy, and you will be led forth in peace. That's his word to us this morning. Amen. That's God's promise. It's his word. And as the psalmist writes in verse 4, he says, for the word of the Lord is right. The word of the Lord is right and true. Amen? Come to Jesus, and you will rest for your soul. And then in verse 2, the psalmist continues. It says, praise the Lord with the harp. Make music to him on the 10-stringed lyre. Anybody knows what a 10-stringed lyre looks like? Oh, lyre, sorry. I'm not a liar. Praise him on the 10-stringed lyre. And then in verse 3, it says, shout for joy. You know what that says to me? In other words, praise him with everything that you have at your disposal. Praise him with your, praise him with everything that you have, and don't hold back. Use your voice, use your instruments, use whatever you have to release a different sound, a sound filled with joy. Shout to the Lord, play skillfully, make music to him. Use everything at your disposal, to make a different and release a different sound, a sound filled with joy. And then in verse 3 we read, sing to him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. I love that. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. So we who have put our faith in him, our faith in the Lord, are encouraged to sing a new song today. Not the song that the world is singing, but a new song. Amen. A new song. You know, with every move of God, with every revival, there's a new song, there's a new sound, there's a new sound that comes through. How many are hungry for revival today? I am so hungry for revival, and we need that new song, we need that new sound, and sing to him a new song. With every move of God, there's a new sound, a new sound that is released, and we need that new song in our land today. We need to hear the song, the sound of hope. And you and I, through the power of the Holy Spirit, you know what? We are positioned in this hour to release it. Amen? We are here, and we are now. We are here now, and we are positioned to release into this, what this index of misery. We are called by the power of the Holy Spirit. We are positioned by the Holy Spirit to release the new song of the Lord, a song of hope, a song of victory, a song of joy. And we are to sing it with passion. In fact, the psalmist instructs, he says, shout for joy. Shout for joy. Has anybody got any joy in the house today? Shout for joy. You know, and the idea here is don't be withdrawn. Don't be shy about it. But we have got something to sing about. We have something to shout about. Amen? Shout with joy. Sing it with passion. And sing it with skill. That means not only is this new song filled with excitement, but it's also a song that's pleasing to listen to. In other words, it makes glad. Its content is clear. And those who sing the song are singing it with complete confidence. You know, when you're singing with skill, you know what you're singing. You know what you're playing. There's a confidence there. And so that means that this new sound is filled with excitement, but it's a song that is pleasing to listen to. It makes glad. Its content is clear. And those who sing it with complete confidence, because the new song of the Lord reflects and proclaims the profound reality of who God is, even in 2021. Amen? So what's the content? So what's the content of this new sound, this new song? It's a sound that proclaims the faithfulness of our God. He is our hope and he is our shield. Verse 20 and 21. Let me read them to you for a minute. We wait in hope on the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. How many of you today have experienced the full faithfulness of God in your life? I want you to do something. If you're online, just say, I have in the chat box. If you're here, I want you to raise your hand for a minute. How many have experienced the faithfulness of God in their lives? Look around. Keep those hands up. Keep those hands up. I want you to look around. Because what we're talking about is true. God is faithful. And we have the witness of a house full of people. We have the witness of those online. God is faithful. Amen? See, how many of you have a story? We all have a story of his faithfulness. Amen? And whatever venue we have, whatever circumstance we find ourselves in whatever sphere of influence we find ourselves in, we can proclaim the faithfulness of God. I sat with this lady, and slowly we were able to go to Scripture and begin to bring truth into her experience and begin to bring the faithfulness of God. And her heart began to lift again. You know, I was another example. I remember not too long ago, I was talking with the checkout person, and I was the next one. I mean, she just started talking. I don't know if that happens to you, but it happens to me all the time. I show up, and people just start talking. It happens all the time. And anyway, I was at the checkout, and I think I was paying for some groceries, and she just started talking about how people had been treating her. And angry with her because of the different protocols that was not 6 feet apart before you come to the till and the glass and having to pay through the glass. And the people were upset about having to do stuff like that. It's crazy, you know. And she had just had a line full of customers that had just been very upset with her because of the protocols. And very honestly, I don't remember what I said to her. But something I said to her communicated something good about God. It communicated God's faithfulness and his goodness. I sang a different song. I made a different sound than the one that was bombarding her. And you know what happened? It changed her. It changed her outlook. And as I went to the end of the counter and I went to pick up my bag, she just turned to me and just said, "Thank you. Thank you so much. You've made my day. You've changed my day." Something very simple, because we have a different sound. We have a different song to sing. Not a song of anger and fear and hopelessness, but we have a sound filled with hope and love and kindness. Amen? And wherever we go, we can make that sound. And that sound can penetrate. And that sound, birthed by the Holy Spirit in us, can change the very atmosphere of the places we go to. Amen? I think I shared the story of the pawn shop owner who would not let me leave the store. And he wanted to talk. He wouldn't let me go because he wanted to talk. And the reason he wanted to talk, because he was so full of fear. It's the world coming to an end. Everything he hears on the news and everything that's going on. What's happening to us? What's happening to the world? What's going on? Is the end coming? Is the world done? And what does that mean for me? And he wouldn't let me leave the store because he wanted to talk about it. And his big question was, is there any hope? Is there any hope today? If I listen to the news, he goes, it seems like everything is just, it's never getting any better. Is there any hope today? And I was able to not take him to the misery index, but to the joy declaration and bring him hope and bring him life. Because the new song, the new sound reflects the profound reality of who God is. Even in 2021. Amen? Verses 4 and 5. For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. And the earth, listen to this, the earth is full of his unfailing love. Amen? The earth is full of his unfailing love. The Lord is faithful in all he does, and his word is true. Hallelujah. You know what that tells us? He can be trusted. in any and all circumstance. He is without deception. He has no hidden agenda. He can be trusted in all that he does. And his promises are true, and they can be absolutely trusted. Amen? By his word, verse 6 says, the heavens were made. He spoke, verse 9, and it came to be. It happened. He commanded, and it stood firm. By his word, God not only created all that is all that exists, but by his word, he is currently sustaining it. Amen? God's word is sustaining our planet right now. God's word is sustaining our lives. He sustains it all by his powerful word. He holds all things together by his powerful word. He holds us together by his word. Amen? He spoke, he commanded, and it stood firm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He holds it all together by his powerful word. Isaiah 55, 11 says, so my word that goes forth from my mouth, it shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and it shall succeed in the thing that I sent it to accomplish. My word shall accomplish. It shall not return empty. It shall accomplish that which I have purposed it for, and it shall succeed in the things I sent it for. Hallelujah. He says, come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. You will go out in joy, and you will be led forth in peace. My word shall accomplish that which I sent it for. Psalm 107 19 and 21 says, then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He sent his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds to mankind. His word will accomplish. We can stand firm in his word today. Amen? We stand firm on his word. Seek first. You know, seek first in all of this. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. And all what you need will be given to you as well. Amen? There's not a condition of circumstance in there. Do you know that? There's not a condition of circumstance. It doesn't say when things are going well, seek the Lord, or if this is the situation, then seek the Lord. He says, in everything, seek the Lord first. Seek his kingdom and his righteousness, and that all that you need in every circumstance will be given to you. So don't worry about tomorrow. My word, he says, will accomplish all that he sent it for. And he said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and I'll add everything else that you need to you. Amen? God is faithful to his word. God is faithful to his promises. God is faithful to his people. And God is faithful to his justice. And when we come to the water of life and drink, when we put our faith in Jesus Christ, we will go out in joy because he is faithful and his word is true. And he said that we would have life and that life more abundantly. Amen? Not a life of fear, worry, and misery. Hallelujah. Being confident of this. I love that word. Being confident of this. That he who began a good work in you will carry it out to completion. He will do what he said he will do in you and in me. Amen? Being confident of this, that he who began a work in you, he never takes his hands off of us. He never lets us alone. He always leads us and guides us. And being confident of this, he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. He who started a good work in Grand Valley Christian Center will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. That's his word to us through the Apostle Paul. Amen? Deuteronomy 7, verse 9. Know that the Lord your God is faithful. The Lord is faithful and his word is true, guaranteeing the outworking of his plans on behalf of his people. And here's a profound truth found in verse 5. The earth is full of his unfailing love. Amen? The earth is full of his unfailing love. Every part of the earth, all creation, you know what? It all bears witness to the fact that God is good. There is no place where the love of God has not gone, and there is no person to whom the love of God has not reached out to. The whole earth is full of his loving kindness. You know, I believe our new song, the song of 2021, proclaims the Lord is faithful and his word is true, and the earth is full of his loving kindness. Amen? Amen? Imagine all of us marching out there, singing that, declaring that, proclaiming that. The Lord is faithful and his word is true, and the earth is full of his unfailing love. Verses 6 to 9. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, their starry hosts by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea into jars, some versions say into a heap. He puts the deep into storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the people of the earth revere him. For he spoke and it came to be. He commanded and it stood firm. By his word. And I love that. He simply and he effortlessly speaks and it happens. He says it and it's done. Everything you see is a result of his powerful word. And I was thinking, as easily as you fill a cup of water, he gathers the waters and he piles them up, it says, into storehouses. Have you ever tried to pile water up? No. Have you ever tried to pile water up? You know, I can't even get sand to pile up. You know, I was trying to my wife wants chickens. Yeah, my wife wants chickens, okay. You know, when we moved into the country, I thought that'd be cool. Okay, a few horses, now it's chickens. What is it going to be next, pigs? You know, but you know, I was trying to create this level ground in the backyard for the chicken coop, and the sand would not stay where I told it to stay. It kept shifting and moving. It's on this hill, and it's impossible. You know, I thought of this word. You know, he takes water. And he causes it to pile up. I can't get sand. You know, remember the Red Sea? Remember the Jordan? He collected those waters. And he kept them in their place as if they were solid matter, indicating the absolute control that God has over creation. Hear me. The absolute control that God has over creation. And it is a striking illustration of his power, telling us that nothing is impossible for God. Creation is not spinning out of control. Amen? Our world is not spinning out of control. Amen? God has it under control. It is in his hands, and his love has gone to every corner of the earth. It is not out of control. He speaks, and it happens, and he holds it all together by the power of his word. Amen? He commanded, and it stood firm. His word will cause those to hear it stand firm. We can stand in confidence. We can stand on his word as his word lives in us. And as his word lives in us, he will support what he says. His word is unshakable. It will support those who lean on it and live by it. Amen? Oh, we need to know that. We need to hear that. And I love verse 10 to 15. The Lord foils the plans of the nations. He thwarts the purposes of the peoples. But the plans of the Lord stand firm forever. The purposes of his heart. I love that. The plans of the Lord stand firm forever. The purposes of his heart through all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord and the people he chose for his inheritance. Amen. From heaven, the Lord looks down and he sees all mankind. From his dwelling place, he watches all who live on the earth. He who forms the hearts of all considers everything they do. From his dwelling place, he watches. And he sees. He's involved. He's involved with us. He watches and he sees. You know, he's not wound up the world like a clock and simply lets it run. He watches and he sees. And he watches over. Amen? He watches over. He sees. And he says, and the plans of the Lord stand firm. God's will, God's plan, the purposes of God's heart will prevail. Amen? COVID-19 has not affected his reign and rule. The global scene is still in his hands. Amen? Oh, we need to hear that. COVID-19 isn't reigning and ruling us today. COVID-19, we may feel some of its effects, but it's not what's governing our lives today. It's not what's ruling over us. It's not the source of fear or distress. Amen? The thing that rules over us, rather, the person who rules over us, the one who sees and who the one who watches, his name is Jesus. By his word, he created it. His hands or his eyes are watching over us to do what he has purposed to do. Amen? Nations may make their plans, but the plans of the Lord stand forever. And as citizens of the kingdom of God, we live under his reign and his rule. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster. To give you a future and give you a hope. And what God has said will come to pass. Amen? No king is saved by the strength of his army. No warrior escapes by his great strength. A horse is a vain hope for deliverance. Despite all of its great strength, it cannot save. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those whose hope is in him, in his unfailing love, to deliver them from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our hope rests solely in the Lord. And listen, the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, and on those whose hope is in his unfailing love. And so instead of worry, we can rest in absolute faith in his unfailing love, knowing that he will protect us. He sees it all. His gaze is on you. He sees each one of us to watch over. His loving gaze is towards you to protect and to look after. Amen? By the word of the Lord. Our culture may carry the song, the sound of misery and mistrust and of hopelessness, but we carry the new song today. Amen? We carry a new sound. A new sound that reflects the profound reality of who God is, even in 2021. Hallelujah. Our hope is in you. The Lord is faithful, and his word is true. He is our help. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Worthy are you, O Lord God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. He is Lord God Almighty. He is the one that's in control, and he's the one that's looking after our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's all stand together. Father, Father, we exalt you. Father, we thank you so much today that we have hope. We have unfailing hope. We have unshakable hope in you, Lord. Father, thank you that our lives are safe in you. Regardless of what we see around us, you are in control. And Father, we place our faith in you. Lord, we thank you that we have confidence, that we can have absolute confidence in you, because your word is our strength. Your word is our fortress, and we can lean on you because your word will support us. Father, thank you for the hope that we have in you. Help us, Lord. Right now, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would come. And Father, where there have been strongholds of fear and worry, tear them down. Let the word of your word go in and tear those areas down in our lives. And Father, cause fresh faith to arise in us according to your word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing your word, Lord. And we've heard your word to us. So now let every stronghold of fear be broken now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And Father, I pray right now by your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come right now. Holy Spirit, come right now. And begin to birth in each one of us a new song, a new sound that will penetrate our areas of influence. The song that declares the faithfulness and the majesty and the hope that is in our God, even in 2021. Release it in us right now, Father. Release it in us. For Jesus' sake we pray. Hallelujah. 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 Can we do something? I know we don't have a worship team right now, but we have our voices. And whether, just somehow, can we just lift our voices and give thanks to God today together? Can we just together? Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Father. You are worthy. You are worthy. We honor you. We thank you, Father. We lift our voices up to make a new sound, Father, not a sound of worry and fear, but a hope, a song of hope and faith that our God reigns. We exalt you today, Lord. Glorious one, mighty one. Hallelujah. Your eyes are on us today, Lord, and we worship you. We worship you. Hallelujah, Lord. Worthy, worthy, worthy are you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. God of power and might, we honor you. God of power and might, we exalt you. God, we lift you up. God, we exalt you. God, we sing your song. We sing your song of praise. We sing your song of hope. We sing your song of life, O Lord. We exalt you. We exalt you. We exalt you, Lord. We exalt you, Lord. Send us from this place, Holy Spirit, filled with a new sound, the new song that gives glory to our God. And the church said, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you. May his face shine upon you, and may you go forth in joy. In Jesus' name. God bless you.